from Dallas and Philadelphia, this is another Humphrey Camardella production.
You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade. Welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade. This week we're going to focus in on sister groups. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking about the sister groups. They range from the Duncan Sisters from the 1920s, and some of the more familiar ones that we know of is the Boswell Sisters, the Andrews Sisters, and some of you probably remember the King Sisters. But we're going to go back, as we usually do, and review some of the ones that we haven't heard. The Bronx Sisters, the DeCastro Sisters, how about the Pickens Sisters, and maybe the Dining Sisters, and the DeMarco Sisters. All these, 10 of them to be exact, we're going to review in the next probably couple of programs. I don't see how I can get all these wonderful groups in just one program, just as I did with the brothers. So we'll do multiple shows, and I hope that you enjoy. Just as a side note, it just dawned on me that this is program 150. Do you realize that we've been doing this now for almost 3 years? Wow, I can't believe that. I've really enjoyed it. You know, I'm not an expert. I'm just a fan with a passion for the best of the big band era. I hope that I've brought some joy in your life as we've gone through the many, many shows. Thanks for joining me every week. I sure would like to hear from you, though. rmcomments@gmail.com would be nice. Well, I hope you're comfortable and ready to listen to some of the greatest sister groups of the big band era. Well, we're going to start the show off with the Duncan Sisters from 1924, Remembering. Now, this is a very old record, and I'm sorry it sounds old, but it's from 1924.
Other art you play, remember, dear.
Now, once again, I remind you that we're dealing with the technology of the times. 1920s was not high technology, the recording technology, as well as the microphone technology of times. Our next group is the Bronx Sisters from 1924, Lazy. Listen to another song by the Bronx Sisters, Tie Me to Your Apron Strings Again, from 1925.
Again, I know there's room for me. your lead. Oh, won't you bring back all those happy hours when you kiss my tears away from day to day. I thought that I was right, but I was wrong. Please take me back tonight, where I belong, where I belong. Sing a cradle song to me and then, won't you tie me to your apron strings again?
I think it's interesting for us to reflect upon the history of radio as we listen to these wonderful music from the 1920s. The 1920s was really when radio arrived on the scene in America. And it wasn't until the 1920s that NBC and CBS formed their first radio networks, which was, you know, later in the 1920s. Radio, for the most part, was still experimental. It hadn't reached into the America heartland. Well, in the 1930s and the 1940s is when radio matured. In 1931, the beloved Boswell sisters released With You On My Mind, I Find I Can't Write the Word, featuring the New Yorkers. Well, another group that was popular in the 1930s was the Pickens Sisters. As with most sister groups, they were associated with orchestras, and the Pickens Sisters was associated with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. In 1934, they released Did You Ever See a Dream Walking?
Something very strange and mystic happened to me. Something realistic and as weird as can be. Something that I feared somehow is now endeared to me. What a funny feeling, odd and yet so true. Did a thing like this ever happen to you? Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand and it's too, too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see heaven right in your arms saying I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking in the dream that was talking in the heaven in my arms was who?
Let's sit back and enjoy the Boswell Sisters. In 1935, they released a wonderful song, Cheek to Cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. My heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I see. When we're out together, dance cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven. The cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.
Oh, dance with me. I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me through to heaven.
I'm in heaven. My heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the
the happiness I see. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, darling, I'm in heaven when I'm out with you. I'm in heaven when I'm dancing with you. My heart beats so that I can't speak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, honey, I'm in heaven when you're by my side. When we're out together, I'm so satisfied. Blues just appear like a gambler's creep when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. I love to climb a mountain and reach the peak. It doesn't thrill me like dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, heaven, I'm in heaven. My heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I see. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
The Boswell sisters were dominant in the early 1930s. By the late 1930s, though, they had competition. A new group, the Dynamic Andrews Sisters. 1938, they released Says My Heart.
Falling down, falling down, says my heart. It's romance, take a chance, says my heart. But each time that I'm almost in your arms, this old school teacher brain of mine keeps ringing in false alarms. Then my head rules instead, and I'm wise to the scheme of that gleam in your eyes. So I kiss and run, but the moment we're apart, oh, you fool, that was love, says my heart. Says my heart, it says for me to fall in love. My heart, it also says for me to take a chance, take a chance. Oh, my heart, it speaks to the rhythm of the beat. Don't be a fool, it says to me.
Says my heart, da-da-da. Honey, it's romance, take a chance, says my heart. But each time that I'm almost in your arms, this old school teacher brain of mine keeps ringing in false alarms.
Then my head rules me instead. Da-da-da-da-da.
So the 1930s spawned two sister groups that battled one another for quite a while, the Boswell Sisters and the Andrews Sisters. In 1934, the Boswell Sisters released Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Come on in.
Take you to Alexander's grandstand, brass band. Ain't you coming along? Come on here.
on here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on here, come on here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle like you never heard before. That's the natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, what am I, land. Come on along, come on along, let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, who's the leader of the band. If you want to hear that swanny music played in ragtime, come on here, come on here, come on and hear Alexander's ragtime band. Come on here, come on here, come on here, Alexander's ragtime band.
The sister groups had distinct styles based on their own personalities. Well, one of the best groups with the greatest personality of all was the Andrews Sisters. In 1938, they released The Lullaby of a Jitterbug.
Little jitterbug, don't cry. You'll be swinging by and by. You are just a tiny tot, and until you've grown a lot, your rattle will have to do. Little jitterbug, go slow. You'll be rocking, for you know Daddy won't be home till dawn. When he left, he took his horn. Someday you will have one too, if you like your pa. Sonny, you go far, ma, you look grand, leading a band. Foolish it may be, but this dream's on me, and it's for you, make it come true. Little jitterbug, it's dawn, why dream a dream of Daddy's horn? If you're good and go to sleep, he will give you one to keep. Little jitterbug, go sleep. Keep when you're of age, you top the page. Listen to your ma, cause she taught your pa. His swing is true, yours will be too. Little jitterbug is dawn, ha ha ha. Dream a dream of Daddy's horn. If you're good and sleep, he will give you one to keep. Little jitterbug, go sleep. Little jitterbug, go sleep.
The Boswell sisters chalked up 20 hits during the 1930s, including the number one record, The Object of My Affection, from 1934.
The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine. There are many boys who can thrill me and some who can chill me, but I'll just hang around and keep acting like a clown until he says he's mine. Now I'm not afraid that he'll leave me. He's not the kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust him implicitly. He can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do, I sure don't care. Oh, the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine. The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand, oh, and tells me that he's mine, oh, mine. There are many boys who can thrill me, some who can chill me, but I'll just hang around and keep acting like a clown till he says he's mine. Now I'm not afraid he's gonna leave me, 'cause he's not the kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust him implicitly. He can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do, I sure don't care. Oh, the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand, oh, and tells me that he's mine, oh, mine.
Well, that's mighty fine, Bozzies. Fine enough, in fact, for one more chorus.
Okay, Jimmy.
The object of my affection change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand, he tells me that he's mine. There are many boys who can thrill me, some who can chill me, but I'll just hang around and keep acting like a clown till he says he's mine.
Now I'm not afraid he's gonna leave me. Not the kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust him implicitly.
He can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do, I sure don't care. Oh, the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine.
Oh, if after all I've said, my face starts turning red.
Don't start teasing, I got a reason. The object of my affection.
In 1924, the Boswell sisters released Don't Let Your Heart Go Wrong.
Don't let your eyes go goo-goo. Don't let your mind go gaga. Don't let yourself get high, child. Don't let your love go wrong. Don't let the moonlight get you. Don't let a stranger pet you. Don't let a kiss upset you. Don't let your love go wrong. Remember who you promised to, no matter where or when. Feel a thrill against your will. Count up to ten and be yourself again. Don't let your nerves go ha-ha. Don't let your heart go boom-ba. Don't let yourself get high, child. Don't let your love go wrong. Down in Cuba, I met someone I've been dreaming of. We used to spoon underneath the Cuban moon. We did nothing but talk about love since I left you. I've been counting every single day. When I'm alone, I call him on the phone. Here is what I say. Don't let your eyes go goo-goo or your mind go ga-ga. Don't let yourself get high.
cha-cha over any machacha. Don't let your love go wrong. Don't let the moonlight get you or a stranger pet you at all. Don't let a kiss upset you, and honey, I'll bet you that you won't let your love go wrong. Your promise beneath each twinkling star. I've been missing your kisses. I want to be where you are. Don't let your nerves go ha ha, your heart go boom ba ba. Over any machacha, and you won't let your love go wrong. Ah, don't let your love go wrong.
Boswell's sisters continued to record up to 1936 when the group broke up, but Connie Boswell continued to have a successful solo career. Let's listen to a 1931 recording of the Boswell sisters featuring Connie Boswell, When I Take My Sugar to Tea.
I'm just a little Jackie Horner.
Since I met my sugar cane, a gang of mine has been revealing that they're feeling sore.
I left the lamplight on that old corner,
saw the moon in Lover's Lane. I'm doing things I never did before.
When I take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm a rowdy, dowdy, that's me. She's a high hat, baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the wrist with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as rich there as I can be, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea.
Breakup of the Boswell sisters, the Andrews sisters filled the gap. When they first came on the scene, they were Boswell sister imitators. But with the world plunged into World War II, the Landry sisters' personality took over, and their great relationship with Bing Crosby and others gave them an opportunity to travel throughout the world to entertain our troops during World War II. Now, it should be pointed out that Connie Boswell wanted to go overseas, but the USO would not allow her because she was in a wheelchair. Let's listen to an early recording of the Andrews sisters, and I think you'll see the similarity between them and the Boswell sisters. In 1938, the Andrews sisters teamed up with Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra to release Truly Tulip Time.
Picture a little Dutch boy, a little Dutch girl in Holland. Picture a little windmill upon a Dutch hill in Holland. There's a yellow painted moon above them, a Dutch moon, too much moon. Guess what the little Dutch boy, a little Dutch girl are doing. Just from the look of things, would you say they're billing and cooing? Well, if you would like to know exactly, they're dreaming, just dreaming, dreaming. Oh, dream, oh, dream, oh, dream. He said, this is too late, too late, too late, too late, too late down. She said, yes, it's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late down. Then they talked about the weather, but their heads were close together. They agreed, it's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late down. He said, are you truly, 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 truly mine? With a kiss, she sighed forever. You can hardly blame them, you would do the same. And truly, 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 la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He said, this is too late, too late, too late, too late, too late time. She said, too late, too late, too late, too late, too late time. Then they talked, yeah, they talked about the weather. Catch-a-catch-a-catch-a. Their heads were close together, together.
Another release from 1938, Shortening Bread.
Put on the skillet, put on the lid. Mammy's gonna bake a little shortening bread. That ain't all Mammy's gonna do. She's gonna make a little coffee too. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Her little baby loves shortening bread. Three little babies lying in bed. Two was sick and the other most dead. We sent for the doctor. The doctor said, you feed those babies on a shortening bread. Mammy's baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's baby loves bread. Mammy's baby loves shortening. Shortening bread. Read all the lada, read all the lada, read all the lada. Read it, read it, read it, read all the lada, read all the lada, read all the lada.
kitchen, slipped up the lid, slipped our box full of shortening bread, stole the skillet, stole the lid.
Well, stole the girls making shortening bread. Oh, Mammy's baby love shortening. Oh, Mammy's baby love shortening. Oh, Mammy's baby loves every shortening bread. The shortening bread is always a dilly out, a dilly out, a lot of they most have their bread. They caught me with the skillet, they caught me with the lead, they caught me with the gal and make a shortening bread. Paid $6 for the skillet, paid $6 for the lead, spent 6 months in jail each shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Rip roar. Oh, 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 Mammy, give us that bread.
During the 30s, our country was plunged into a depression that lasted all the way through to 1939, when the United States went on the wartime economy. Well, the Andrews Sisters released Beer Barrel Polka, which is often associated with that ending of the Depression and a hope for the future.
There's a garden, what a garden. Only happy faces bloom there. And there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Music and there's dancing and a lot of sweet romancing. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oompa-pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away. They all go la-di-da-di-ay. Then they hear a rumble on the floor, the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring. For miles around you'll hear them sing. Fun. Roll out the barrel, we've got the blues on the run. Sing boom tarero, ring out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel, for the gang's all here.
A rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples, they form a ring. For miles around, you hear them sing. Ring, da, ding, da, 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 da.
Once again, that's our show for today. I hope that you enjoyed. Next week, we're going to pick up on 1940 and continue on with the Andrews Sisters and many others. We're going to close with our song, I'll Pray for You.
I'll pray for you.
kiss before we say goodbye. For in a little while, in a very little while, dear, there'll be a bluer sky. So just one more little kiss. While you're away, I pray for you. I promise that I'll pray for you, loving you the way that I do. My darling, while you're away, I'll pray for, I'll always pray.
Bye-bye. Have a great week.